During a recent press briefing, Governor Andrew Cuomo pushed back against the growing number of sheriffs in New York who are balking at enforcing limits on private gatherings, especially around the Thanksgiving holiday.
I don't believe, as a law enforcement officer, you have a right to pick and choose what laws you will enforce. An EO is a law that has been litigated, right? Well, I don't believe in that law, and therefore I won't enforce it. That is, frankly, frightening to me as an individual, frightening to democracy. It's arrogant, and it violates your constitutional duty.
For more on the issue, we spoke Thursday afternoon to Peter Kehoe, Executive Director of the State Sheriff's Association. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thank you.
So what do you make of the governor's remarks that we just heard?
Well, he's getting a little out of hand, I think, we think. He hands us something that's unenforceable, tells us that it's local law enforcement officers' duty to enforce it, and then doesn't like it when we say we can't enforce it. So it's, you know, we're used to laws that are spelled out by the legislature, setting forth, you know, definitions and details. And instead we get, you know, government by dictate and government by press release. And law enforcement just can't operate that way. And he talks about the Constitution. The sheriffs are constitutional officers, and they, just like him, and we have an obligation to the Constitution. And the sheriffs are saying that what he's expecting sheriffs and their deputies to do would be to violate any number of constitutional provisions, including privacy in your home, right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures, the right to assemble, the right to religious practice. All of these things are implicated by his order. And the sheriffs are not going to violate the Constitution to keep the governor happy.
We've spoken to numerous legal experts who say the governor and the government agencies more broadly have sweeping authority to protect public health and therefore would have the authority to address something like this. Why do you guys feel like the public health concerns don't outweigh the concerns that you've raised?
I don't think that's the position of any sheriffs. In fact, most of them have made it very clear when they've addressed this issue to say, we do not encourage large gatherings. We encourage you to use common sense. We encourage you to be careful. Don't gather with a bunch of strangers in your home. Don't have people coming from other states into your home for Thanksgiving dinner. None of that stuff.
They're not all saying that, to be clear, in their statements. They've actually been very cavalier in some of these statements where they talk about how they're not going to arrest people for buying too much dressing or too big of a turkey.
They're not. They're not going to do that, nor could they. There's no basis for doing anything like that.
Right, but you said the enforcement issue stems from problems with dealing with other constitutional rights. And my question was, legal experts say those rights do not necessarily take precedent in the case of a public health emergency. So do you guys think about that?
Well, I disagree with that. The public health emergency does not set aside the Constitution. The governor has certain powers under the legislation to take action, but he can order all of his agencies to do whatever he wants them to do, and they should be out doing something about this. For instance, he says this is the job of local police. Well, who decides that's the job of local police? He was going on yesterday about at his press conference about how you can't pick and choose which laws to enforce. Well, Governor, you have told your state police not to enforce this, so how do you pick and choose which laws to enforce and which laws not to enforce? Every police officer has discretion in what actions they take. So first of all, there are many violations of law that are not enforced by any police officer because a judgment has to be made about how much resources you're going to devote to what problem. So there are a lot of problems out there that sheriffs are dealing with. And going around counting how many people are sitting at the Thanksgiving table is not going to be one of them, I don't think.
Which is also, though, not what they're being asked to do, though. They're not being asked to go count.
Okay, tell me. Then, since you know all about this, tell me what they are supposed to do.
So what the governor suggested in that press conference was, if deputies, in the course of their business, or they're alerted to something, they make a visit to a house after being told of something, or if it becomes something that they're aware of, and ask the people, can you please break up? They don't necessarily need to, like, arrest everyone, because, like you say, they have that discretion. I mean, it's just like you're talking about. They can choose not to give a speeding ticket for a minor crime. But it seems like what they've decided to do is take the reverse tack and say, very publicly, we're not going to enforce the law, as opposed to simply not enforcing the law. So why do they need to put out press releases saying, you know, we're not going to enforce the law?
Show me, listen, I've been reading press releases and news stories from across the state and listening to television and radio reports from across the state, and I have not heard one sheriff say that we think that you can go and have as many people in your house as you want to. Every one of them that I have seen has said cautionarily, we do not think that you should take this cavalierly. We think that you should be careful. But we cannot enforce a statement by the governor when it doesn't give us any guidelines for what we're supposed to do, give us any definitions of the terms that the governor is using in his press releases or in his orders. You tell me, you go and read the multiple chain of executive orders the governor has issued, each referring to the other one, referring back to the other one, referring back to the other one. And tell me how any person would know what they are supposed to do to enforce this so-called order of the governor. You're correct that the government has a lot of authority to enforce, to take action in public health emergencies, but they have to do it according to law. And the health commissioner has the authority to issue this kind of order. The governor does not have the authority to issue this kind of order. The governor can order his agencies around. He can order his health commissioner to do something, which he's done plenty of times in the last 6 months. He can order the state police to go out and enforce this, which he has not done in the last 6 months. So the governor has a lot of authority, but he does not have the authority to order sheriffs to go and do something which is unconstitutional, and which they have no ability to enforce.
We're speaking with Peter Kehoe. He is the executive director of the New York State Sheriffs Association. If sheriffs believe this is unconstitutional, would the right way to approach this be to bring a legal challenge in courts, because the judiciary is the branch that's it's their responsibility to determine whether a decision by an executive or legislative branch is constitutional?
No. The sheriff wouldn't have any standing to do that. The people who would have the standing to do that would be the citizens who, when a sheriff barges into their home and says, there's too many people in here, get out, then the citizen would have the right to challenge the constitutionality of that. The sheriff doesn't have any standing to challenge that. There's nothing here that applies to the sheriff. It applies to the homeowners. We're just pointing out that it's unconstitutional. And if we take that action, knowing that it's unconstitutional, the citizen, the resident, is not going to sue the governor for his statements. He's going to sue the sheriff who barged into his home illegally and unconstitutionally.
And when you say barge into the home, it could just be as simple, though, as knocking on the door and saying, hey, just a reminder, there's 15 of you here. Maybe you could break it up.
I don't know. And that probably is going to be going on if the sheriff becomes aware of something like that. As you know, the sheriff does that all the time. The sheriffs do that all the time. If there's a wild party, disorderly conduct going on, the sheriffs go to people's homes and say, break it up, knock it off. And that probably will happen too if such a thing happens on Thanksgiving Day. But they're not going to be going around looking to enforce it, and they're not going to be answering calls from nosy neighbors saying, I think there's 8 cars over there. There's probably at least 12 people in that house. You better get over there. They're not going to do that.
Based on the public statements that I've found in anticipation of this interview, they're all from Republicans who have spoken up about the issue. And maybe there are Democratic sheriffs, but what I've found is just Republican sheriffs at this point. Why do you think that is the case?
I don't think it is the case, because I've talked to many Democratic sheriffs who feel exactly the same way.
But they haven't taken a public approach to it.
They have. Absolutely have.
There is? Maybe you could point one out to me. I just haven't found it.
Well, listen, I'm on the telephone. I don't think I'm going to be able to point that out to you right now. I can send them over to you later if you'd
but
like.
That would be fine, but you're saying so none pop up off immediately off the top of your head?
I'm not getting into that. You're the one who's doing the research. You take a look. You'll see lots of Democratic sheriffs who are taking exactly the same position. I've talked to virtually every sheriff in the state, and I haven't heard one yet who said that they are going to enforce this order because they can't enforce it. They are not in the business of enforcing orders. They're in the business of enforcing laws. And we normally work by legislature, where the legislature defines a crime and gives us and everybody else who's affected by the law an opportunity to have input on that and say, if you just say there can't be more than 10 people in a house, and otherwise it'll be a crime, well, you need to tell us more about that. What if 12 people actually live in that house? Should we go and throw two of them out, or is it okay? All of those things like that should be addressed if you're creating a criminal statute. We can't just go by, you know, a two-sentence order from the governor who doesn't give that much thought to the job that he's handing to law enforcement.
You really feel like there's not much thought in this? You feel like he's doing it pretty cavalierly and just sort of at the seat of his pants?
No, I think, you know what? I think he's really sincere. I think he wants to keep the numbers down, and he thinks this is a way to do it. And it probably is. Maybe the correct number is 5. We don't know that, and I don't think he knows the correct number either. He just picked 10, but I don't think he's got any scientists that told him 10 is better than 9 or 10 is better than 11. He's just deciding that that's what he wants. And if everybody keeps the numbers down to 10, it'll probably be better than if everybody has 30 people in for dinner on Thanksgiving. But it'd probably be better if you didn't have anybody in for dinner on Thanksgiving. So he's probably thought this is a way to cut down on the numbers, which he wants to do and which we want to do. And as I said, every sheriff that I've talked to and every article that I've seen, if the media is bothered to print the whole thing, says, we urge you to be cautious. We do not want anybody to get sick. We do not want anybody to die. Be careful. Use good judgment. Wear your mask, social distance. All of these things are all being said by law enforcement out there, sheriffs and other police agencies. So we're on board with the notion that people should be careful. We're just not on board with being handed an impossible task to enforce something that we cannot legally enforce.
Well, we've been speaking with Peter Kehoe. He is the executive director of the State Sheriffs Association. Peter, thank you so much for making the time. I know it was a little contentious, but I appreciate it. And have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you. You too. Thank you.
And following our discussion, Peter provided us with two news stories of Democratic sheriffs expressing their doubts about enforcing the gathering restrictions from Governor Cuomo. Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.